Hello, Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, D.C., and I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Today on Live Talk, we're discussing the International Day of Democracy, which is commemorated annually on September the 15th. But first, let's take a look at what is happening here in the United States. Donald Trump is safe after what officials say was a second unsuccessful assassination attempt in 2 months. The FBI took the lead after Sunday's shooting with the suspect in custody. And with Americans facing another dramatic event in what is already a high-stakes, high-drama election, VOA White House correspondent Anita Powell reports from Washington.
Really come back. For the second time in 9 weeks, former President Donald Trump walked away from a would-be assassination. The latest on Sunday afternoon at his golf club in West Palm Beach, Florida, the FBI said. Unlike the previous attempt, this one did not happen on live television, like the dramatic shooting Trump survived on July 13th. That attempt wounded Trump in the ear and killed a rally attendee behind him. Days later, Trump accepted the Republican Party's presidential nomination. Officials on Sunday said Trump was not hurt.
Former President Donald Trump is safe and unharmed.
The Federal Bureau of Investigation, which is leading the investigation, says it appears to be an attempted assassination. The local sheriff said the suspect fled, leaving behind an AK-47-style rifle with a scope, a GoPro camera, and two backpacks. Police later caught him as he sped along the main highway into a neighboring county.
The Secret Service agent that was on the course did a fantastic job. What they do is they have an agent that jumps one hole ahead of time to where the president was at. And he was able to spot this rifle barrel sticking out of the fence and immediately engage that individual, at which time the individual took off.
In a joint statement less than an hour after the Trump campaign announced this second attempt on Trump's life, President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris said they were being regularly briefed and said they are relieved that Trump is safe. The sheriff said that the suspect was between 300 and 500 yards, about 275 to 460 meters from Trump, hiding in shrubbery. And as Monday dawns and questions swirl in America about how this will add further uncertainty in an already tumultuous election, those simple numbers underscore a terrifying fact: that a shooter managed to get so close to Trump, comfortably within the range of an AK-47-style rifle, about 275 meters. Anita Powell, VOA News, Washington.
Thank you there, Anita, for that report. Authorities in Nairobi are trying to tackle the Kenyan capital's chronic and worsening air pollution with help from the U.S. Agency for International Development. Authorities are placing sensors that can monitor air quality around the densely populated capital city. Victoria Amunga reports from Nairobi.
Dense traffic and dirty fuel emissions characterize some of the Kenyan capital's streets. The city is home to at least 5 million people, and with the growing numbers, local authorities say the air quality is declining.
Many vehicles use diesel and petrol. They are emitting a lot of chemicals, the gases, into the air. And also we have industries. Some of them are built in residential area.
Residents like Eunice Chuli, a vendor in Nairobi, bear the brunt of the situation. Chuli says she often falls sick. She believes it's because of the dirty air that she's exposed to here daily.
Recently, I had a coughing issue. I was coughing very seriously. I had to go to a hospital to be checked. I was under medication for a whole week.
The highest being
it's a situation that the authorities here are beginning to deal with. The first step is to install air quality monitors around the city. The monitors' inlets pick up particles in the air. Larger fragments are screened out, leaving the thin bits to flow to a filter. The head of air quality at the World Resources Institute, George Mwaniki, explains that the system measures particles which are usually dangerous to the human body.
and they come to a filter here where they are impacted, and then the machine has a very sensitive weighing machine that it weighs every 1 minute what is the changes in terms of the weight of the filter.
So this is actually an hourly concentration.
The collected data is sent out for real-time analysis. At least 37 monitors have been set up so far. The initiative is funded by the U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, for over $1.5 million. The agency's spokesperson says the data will help the government target clean air interventions where they are most needed and evaluate their effectiveness. According to a 2020 report, more than 5,000 premature deaths in Kenya are caused each year by air pollution. Respiratory disease specialist Dr. Jared Mecher says diseases that result from pollution are a matter of growing concern.
You have cough, so cough that we cannot explain. Then we also have actually cancers of the upper airway.
With the air monitoring devices, Nairobi joins 10 global cities that are working towards clean air by gathering data.
The Breathe Cities initiative looks to take a sectoral approach, and so we're looking for innovative policies across transport, across waste management, across industry.
People interviewed by VOA say possible solutions for Nairobi include the adoption of electric vehicles, greater control of industrial emissions, and the proper collection and disposal of garbage. Researchers say political goodwill is essential to implementing any solution. Residents like Chuli hope that lasting improvements to the air quality can be found soon. Victoria Amunga, VOA News, Nairobi.
Thank you, Victoria. Please stay tuned as we take a short break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Back to our main topic. Today we're discussing International Day of Democracy, which was commemorated yesterday. The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres, in his speech to the world, said the International Day of Democracy is an opportunity to reinforce the importance of upholding free speech, civil liberties, and the rule of law. Ensuring accountable institutions and protecting and promoting human rights. Some rights activists, however, say the day comes at a time when there is a crackdown on human rights and political activists in Zimbabwe. Human rights organizations, including the United Nations, have called on Zimbabwe to free these activists and protect human rights and the rule of law. And to discuss this issue, we are joined by Advocate Kennedy Masie, a human rights lawyer based in the United States, and also Tendai Mbofana, an analyst based in Zimbabwe. Welcome to the program, gentlemen.
Thank you so much, Mavi.
Thank you. I'll start off with you, Mr. Mbofana, since you're based far there in Zimbabwe. What is the situation on the ground when we look at today's Democracy Day, which was commemorated yesterday? What's your take on what's going on?
Yes, thank you so much, Marvelous. What I can say as someone who's on the ground is that the situation is embarrassing. Embarrassing on the nation of Zimbabwe, and embarrassing on a country that purports to be a constitutional democracy. And what is even more embarrassing is that Zimbabwe, just a few weeks ago, on the 17th of August, was elected or installed as the chair of the Southern African Development Community, whose principles also include respect of human rights, democracy, and the rule of law. So here we have a country that is now the chair of SADC, a country that's supposed to be a constitutional democracy, but which is at the forefront of violating every tenet of democracy, the rule of law, and human rights. As you rightly mentioned, just before the SADC summit itself, we saw over 100 human rights defenders and opposition activists being arrested on spurious charges. Let's start off with the Avondale 78. These were opposition activists that were in a private residence, taking part in a private function, just like people would meet for a funeral at their homes or something, a birthday party in their home. And the police raided that event, arrested these men and women, and most of them are still languishing in prison right now. What crime have they committed? They were accused of planning meeting or gathering illegally, or planning something that was illegal, and yet there is no law in Zimbabwe that compels anyone, if you are having your own private function at your own house, to seek permission from anyone, let alone the police. And yet these men and women were arrested for ostensibly conducting an illegal gathering. So, and then when they go to court, where you'd expect the court to at least uphold the rule of law and say, no, the police, you have overreacted, you have been overzealous, these people have not committed any crime, but it's not a crime in Zimbabwe to gather at a private residence for your private functions. No, what does the court do? They deny these people bail, their constitutional right to bail, which is enshrined in the Constitution. They were denied repeatedly. Only a few weeks, a week or so ago, with a few of them, and I understand even today, one of them was again added to those who were allowed to go to be tried while coming from home. So you'll find with such things playing out in the international community, it paints a very terrible, dark picture of Zimbabwe, which is a country that should be taken seriously as a democratic state. It shows that Zimbabwe is not a democratic state at all.
Thank you very much there. Over to you, Advocate Masia. What is the significance of this day? And do you think Zimbabwe is on track when it comes to issues of democracy?
Yes, this day is very important because it gives the whole world, many countries in the world, a time to reflect on the tenets of democracy. And pretty much democracy involves full participation of everyone, including the international community, national governing bodies, civic society, and individuals. And it's something that is a goal which should be seen to be done, and which should be seen done in a manner that everyone feels feels safe to participate in. But if you look at our country, Zimbabwe, it's said, as the last speaker said, that we see that many individuals, civil society leaders, And just general, the general populace are being incarcerated for trying to mold these principles of democracy. And the issue of democracy, or the principles of democracy, also have their backbone in free and fair elections, which should be participated by everyone, and everyone should also feel that their vote counts in bringing about a government that they want them to, to rule at that time. But if you look at Zimbabwe, since we have known this creature called elections have been contested, elections have been treated as if it's a weapon to whip people back into line and to cast fear in the general populace. And most of the elections, if not all, have been, you know, determined to be not free and fair. And we have seen the violence around the elections in Zimbabwe and so forth. But if you look at the election and the principles of democracy, they go hand in glove. Mm-hmm. And without free and fair elections, without the citizenry feeling that they participated in those elections freely, you'd see the contestations that we see today that are happening in Zimbabwe. So if you look at Zimbabwe, we see that Zimbabwe has got a long way to go, respecting the tenets of democracy, and we hope this will change in the future.
Thank you very much. I spoke to Mr. Masimba Mavaza, who's a member of ZANU-PF earlier on, but we're failing to get hold of him. But we actually had an interview with him, which we played on radio yesterday, where he said most of the people who say there is no democracy in Zimbabwe are sellouts. He said that there is democracy, and I'll come to you, Vambofana. Kuti pane here zvinogona kuitwa nenyika yeZimbabwe kuti tionewo kuchinzwa kwakuzoita utongi wejecherere uyezve tinoona vamavaza vamwe vatakataura nezuro vanga vachiti vana vanenge vachitaura kuti munyika hamuna utongi wejecherere vanhu vanowanikwa ivo vari kungoda kunyomba nyika asi munyika muri vanhu vagere zvakanaka munoti ipapo
Kutaura kwakadaro kwakataurwa navamavaza kunotyisa uyezve hakutarisirwi munyika yatindotinoendesira utongi hwejekerere hatingati munhu wese ari kutaura zvinhu zviri kutoonekwa pachena hanzvadzi yangu mazwi watotaura pawatanga apa kuti zvakatotaurwawo neunited nations takazviverenga tese zvakataurwa nana Amnesty International vana Human Rights Watch tingati vese ava here shuwashuwa vane gonaka ravanaro nezimbabwe rinenge riri renaka rine United Nations kana Human Rights Watch kana Amnesty International kune zimbabwe nderei tiri kuona tapa mienzaniso yevanhu vakasungwa kumba kwajameson timba vanga vari pamba pavo asingazvizivi izvozvo kuti vanhu vakasungwa vari mumba mavo vachitozvifarira zvavo pasina kana chimwe chete tavakangaisa kana mutemo umwe chete wavachikora ndiani yavamavaza vati varipo vaitombotipindurwa ipapo kuti vanhu ava vanga vasiri pavatimba here mutemo wakazoita kuti mapurisa avo ekuzovasunga vari pamba pavo vachizvifarira chii uyezve hakunyepa here kuti vanhu vazhinji kana ipo pasadhak pacho vanhu vaingosundirwa kuti munda kuratidzira pasina kana umbowo humwe chete hwakaburiswa kana nanhasi uno sadhak yacho yatopfuura samiti yacho yatopfuura tatokanganwa nezvayo hapana kana umbowo hwati wapiwa nevakavasunga kuti pane zvayo zvakaipa zvaida kuitwa kuzokongoti vanga vada kuratidzira chete asi unotoziva kuti mubumbiro romutemo section 59 inobvumidza mumwe nemumwe chizvarwa chezimbabwe kuratidzira murunyararo asi vanhu ava vakangosungwa kuti murida kuzoratidzira pane pachaitwa musangano wesadhaka saka takana tichitaura izvozvo zvinotoratidza kuti zimbabwe haisi kutevedzera yatingati rule of law hapana angazoti ndekuti tiri kuzvitaura ndekuti tinovenga zimbabwe tiri mavatengesi tiri maselaut muselaut saka munhu ari patriotic anoda nyika yake ndiye munhu anonzi nyarara kana mitemo ichityorwa nehurumende nyarara kana vanhu vachishungurudzwa nehurumende tingotaura kuti zvinhu zvese zvakanaka muzimbabwe tina utongo wejekerere asi ndo upatriotism wacho iwowo ndokuda nyika kwacho here ikoko tichidzvanyurwa takanyarara tichipembedza hurumende kuti tagere zvakanaka zvinhu zvese zvakanaka zvozi hauri patriotic kwete isu tinongotaura chokwadi chekuti tiri kutozikana kana navamavaza vacho nevamwe vese vanoti zvinongotaurwa nemadistractor nevamwe akadaro takavabvunza kuti saka tinomisa munhu kuti angosungwa izvezvi kuti ndakati mangwana mazimbabwe ngatiratidzirei unotoswera wasungwa asi chinhu chiri mubumbiro romutemo ikodzero iri mubumbiro romutemo kuti muzimbabwe wega wega ane kodzero yekuratidzira chero wazviita murunyararo ende hautobvodi kupiwa mvumo nemapurisa kungovaudza kungovazivisawo kuti mangwana musi wa 17 September tinda kumboratidzirawo mastriti mune nyaya yakati yakati asi togodi kutopiwa mvumo kungovazivisa zvinhu zviri pamutemo zvakanyorwa pamutemo asi munhu akangotaura izvozvo ototi haangachida kukonzera mhirizhonga akachida kukonzera kusagadzikana munyika ngaasungwe saka ari kutyora mutemo ipapa ndiani
aiwatinenge
tida kutaurira chokwadi izvozvo
tinotenda advocate Masie, what can be done by Zimbabwe to ensure that it respects the rule of law and democracy?
I think the first thing that Zimbabwe should do, which is pretty much simple, is just to respect their own constitution.
Mm-hmm.
Our constitution is one of, progressive documents that we've seen over time. And pretty much in the constitution, all government departments have got an obligation to respect the tenets of democracy, to respect human rights, and to respect just the general civil rights that people are entitled to. So I think the first thing is for the government through the executive and all the branches to respect the constitution. And another thing is that Zimbabwe needs to develop a culture of building institutions that will survive the current ruling government, so to say. Without proper institutions within government that respect the constitution, that respect human rights, that respect and understand the fundamental tenets of democracy, we are not going anywhere. Because if a new government comes in, it comes in, with basically new things without the backbone of understanding how to build those institutions, mm-hmm. make them stronger and survive beyond the politics of the day.
Thank you so much, Advocate Masie. There, let me take a caller. Hello, caller Makadi. Ai, what did you talk to her? Nani, caller Murikupi? Taurai tinzwe muri kunzwa iri mudandaro panyaya yeutongi wejekerere mungati zvakamira sei munyika. I think
ndikatende kuti munyika inoti mune jekerere nokuti tikatarisa sero vanhu kodzero dzavanhu tikuremekedzwa plus tikatarira sero vanhu kuti vatostrika murodhas vorogaro zvatenderwa saka tingati nyika inaine kodzero dzakanaka zvichiri kuresaka nedzimwe nyika tiri kuresa kodzero dziri kuresa hatichiri kuisana kana 20% hatisviki.
Dai maibvunzwa kuti saka poitwa sei semaonero enyu.
Panenge dati vatungamiriri vagadzirise chirongwa kuti vanzwisise zvinoda vanhu. Vanhu vawane freedom yekufamba, yekutaura zvinozodiwa futi.
Ikoko kwamuri ikoko kwamungati kune utongi hwejekerere here kwamunogarawo?
Ndichitarisa kune South Africa kwendiri kunoguva utongi hwejekerere huriko, nokuti tikatarira vanhu vagari vemota zvinoratidza kuti nyika yavakaihwira nokuti vakandaaavaa mahara zvese zviraanda kutozvidzirwa tendati zvakandanaka pasina kumati chiriebatoriti vanongopa havatarisi vanongopa zvakanaka.
Saka Zimbabwe ingadzidzei pane zvamuri kuona kwamuri kusouth africa?
Zvinoba kune vanhu vane nzeve vagona kuzoonawo kune vamwe kuti vamwe vari kuzvifambisa vakumbozvigona zvisei, nekuti kunoga vatarisi kuti ndobato riti vanongoti nyika iri takarwira tese zvekuzoti weopposieri pasi kati weti havazvikoshesi, vanongokoshesa vanhu nyika takarwira tose yava yedu mirungu nemitema tiriche yava yedu pazvino nguva yehondo yakapera vanhu vakufanira kugarisana zvakanaka tichirespekta kodzero dzevanhu vese nekuti munhu wese nda kurarama.
Saka munofunga kuti zviri kutadzikana sei muZimbabwe izvi?
Zviri kutadzikana nokuti vakuru vari kutungamirira pari zvino vanotonga nedemo, havasi kutonga zvekuda kuti vaserere zvinoda vanhu. Vanobva vanoona vanongofunga zvavo ivo kuti deni nidangotererwa, ende zvinokonzerwa kuti nemapurisa nemasoja anenge akarekera kubato, nokuti hazotenderi kuti vanhu vakwanise kuva nefreedom yekufamba chaivo. Havaikwanisi kuvapo.
Aiwa, tinotenda chaizvo mukoma. Pinos nguve nezuva rakanaka kwamuruku.
Tinotenda chaizvo.
Thank you. Vambofana tomboya kwamuri manzwa zvataura kola ari kutaurawo pfungwa dzake ari kutaura kuti I dai pawanikwa ipo Zimbabwe ichidzidzawo kubva kune dzimwe nyika imi munoti I
yomu ndinobvumirana nezvavataura zvese kana zvataurwa advocate kuti tiri kunesa apa ndechekuti tine vanhu vane humupinditoga kubva pavakapinda 1980 hurumende yezanupf haina kubhoda kuita zvaairindisa vanhu pavaiti tiri kurwira nyika vanotiudza zuva nezuva kwemakore 44 apera kuti bisi takarwira umbuu yenyika takaudza gutsa rezhinji neutongo hwejekerere ndowatakarwira wakafirwa nevanhu vakawanda sterege aiwazve zvakarwirwa nevanhu hazvisirizvo zvatakazoona zvaakuitiwa nyika yahwiniwa takatoona kuti kubva pakatohwinwa nyika yati papa kutopondwa vanhu kunana midland nekunana majabulele nduku wavhudza kuti mai vapondirei vanhu zviuru nezviuru zvevanhu vavo havana kana tsananguro yavanopa saka takakanganisika pane tokuti makapinda vanhu vanga vasina kana shungu kana pamwe chete zvavo pekuti vaite zvinhu zvavakati tiri kurwira vanhu vakatoratidza kuti chavairwira ndechekuti ivo pachavo vapinde muupfu vapinde mukutonga zvinhu zvavaichiva vachiona zvine varungu vavaiti ndo vakatigara matununu ndo vari kuti dzvanyira ndo masveta simba ndo vapambi vepfumi ndo zvavaitoyeva vachitochiva izvi zviri kuti ngativei noti kwete vese vairwa musango ndiri kutaura vakuru vakuru vacho aya vairwa musango vanhu vaitorevesa vaitodawo kuita kugaro vakanaka nanhatu ndo vanhu vachiri kutambura nanhatu vakatokanganirwa vainyatsorwa musango asi vanga vakahwiwa gara zvavo kuvana vazima yavo vachita vana vachiti tiri kuhondo vakahwanda kwavanga vari kana kumozambique kana kuzambia vanga vakahwandira kuti kana nyika yarwirwa nevamwe vachifa vari kufa masango ivo kana vazouya kwakungotiwa varungu vanga varipo hapana chavaida kuchinja saka masystem agotaurwa naadvocate aya kuti masystem of government kana asina kusandurwa chero pakauya opposition yakangopindawo ichangokontinya ngekuti inenge ichishandisa masystem avo kuti mastate institutions ari politicized majudiciary iri politicized electoral commission iri politicized mutaura taura manje manje vaitotaurawo kuti malaw enforcement mapurisa military zviri politicized so you find kuti maistitutions iwavo as long as asina kufandurwa asina kuti aite independent asingatyi vakuru venyika achinyatsotonga zviri pachena hapana chinosanduka ndo zvinhu zvinoda kuchinjwa izvozvo
aiwa tinotenda chaizvo vatendai Ruben Mbofana vanga vari kutaura nesu vari kuzimbabwe uko advocate if you can just close us out as we move forward so what's the way forward for zimbabwe now
Yeah, the way forward is that, you know, the government should just respect the tenets of democracy, make sure that institutions such as the judiciary, the executive itself, and the parliament are strengthened, and also that they are independent and not militarized, is what the previous speaker has said. If those three institutions can work independently, separately, and are strengthened, I think we might be setting this in the best foot forward in trying to, you know, deal with the issues of strengthening our democracy in Zimbabwe.
Thank you very much. We were hearing there from Kennedy Masie, Advocate Kennedy Masie, who's a human rights lawyer. And we did also try to get hold of Mr. Masimba Mabaza, PF, who we spoke to on our program, on our radio program yesterday, like I said. And he was saying that there is democracy in Zimbabwe. That's why ZANU-PF and other parties went to war, but we were not able to get the ZANU-PF or government side today. And on that note, I would like to thank our guests who are with us, Advocate Kennedy Masie, who's out there in Texas, and also Mr. Tendai Mbofana in Zimbabwe. And also those who wrote in for us to call you, we did try your numbers, and Pinos is one of the callers that we were able to speak to. Thank you so much, and we do value you and hope that you continue to give us your details on our social media platforms so that we can call you. And on that note, that brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, saying have a very good day.